You're in tune to Thursday Night Watch, the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama. Thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the inner circle for the very first time, I welcome you and encourage you to meet me here every Monday as well as Thursday nights. Mondays from midnight to 6 a.m. Thursdays, midnight to 3 a.m. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web at WRFG.org, I'm so grateful that you prefer to be with us than any other place on the planet. For those of you who are tuning via your phone apps, thank you for using your technology towards your greater good. For those of you who are the inner circle and my inner circle and the ones who put your money where your ear has been and make sure that you support this programming and WRFG, I am so grateful and so thankful for you. The meeting of the inner circle, and anytime I come to the airwaves, I am coming specifically with the intention to exalt the reality that there is absolute reality. There is absolute love, absolute light, absolute wisdom, and absolute truth. And when we apply ourselves unto those things, then we have the opportunity to have the absolute victory and triumph. When you are and when we are immersed in a world-conquering rampage that indeed is genocide, then it matters how we each live on a day-to-day basis. And we know that there are those who would not apply themselves towards encouraging you to do anything differently. They see you on a cataclysmic ride with demise and do nothing to interfere, nothing to intercede. People will sit back and watch you kill yourself without any other thought about it. But I'm not that one. I'm the one who is encouraging you to realize that your life is your greatest gift and you will never have anything greater than who and what you already are but naked. But the issue is, are you consciously caring to walk in the fullness of that which you are as all that you are, as living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of that absolute and supreme intelligence that is all there is as existence itself? Because the programming that we've gotten through our miseducation, our religious training, our socialization, our culturalization and whatnot has not supported us in understanding that that walk, the way that we live, is literally the way that we worship. And what we do on a daily basis is the evidence of whether we are living to exalt a full life's urge or whether we are literally undermining ourselves and ourselves. And so, because we are in a world-conquering rampage to divide and conquer us, where each individual is divided within themselves, then the first line of defense is to do nothing to undermine ourselves, to come to that point and place where every day we are exalting a full life's urge. We do nothing that is detrimental to ourselves. That we are always reaching for, seeking out, and applying ourselves to that which enhances our degrees of understanding, and our ability to stand resolutely and absolutely with that intelligence that allows us to stand. We're in a now moment where there's so many issues that people are focused on. There's so much bad news that you're consistently being bombarded with. You are in a place where the elephant in the room that nobody is really speaking to is the amount of obesity that there is in our families and our communities, that it's everywhere and it's amongst everyone, including our children. And I am very concerned about it because it just doesn't make sense that we think that we could do anything that makes sense, and we are not doing that which is truly in our own best interest. And that because obesity is one of the major issues confronting us as a nation of people, that it is something that we really need to apply ourselves towards ridding ourselves of it, because you cannot live your greatest life when you are carrying so much extra weight on your frame. And people will say, oh, well, I've always been a big girl, I've always been a big boy, and I've got big bones. And the issue is that your bones don't constitute the obesity. What constitutes the obesity is the reality that you're eating that which your body cannot utilize as food. And so when we look at those ones who are having issues with anorexia and bulimia and whatnot, and everybody's trying to make them eat, the issue is that they are right in their right mind not to want to eat all of the garbage that they're being fed. But they just don't have the proper understanding as to what they should be eating. And if they were given fresh juices and fruit and vegetation, they could eat as much as they like and never gain a pound and be beautiful in the process. But because they fight eating the meat, the dairy, the eggs, all of the starch and stuff, and make themselves throw up or, you know, refuse to eat or on different things so that they don't gain the weight from the waist. We've got that extreme, and then we've got the other extreme where people continue to eat even though they see that they're getting progressively bigger and bigger and bigger. But that is the foundation of the tragedy and the travesty of us being in a system that cares to generate an economy based on creating sickness, illness, and disease through the manufacturing, the distribution, the advertising, the commercialization of that which is not food for us. And in order for you to get a grip on the rising or increasing weight that you're gaining, then it requires you to be in a place where you are ready to make commitments for eating that which is right for you, that which is going to nourish you, and that which is going to facilitate cleansing and healing, regenerating yourself. Extra weight is the evidence of excess waste in the body. And everything that we're consuming, the body has to break it down to try to extract any kind of nutrients, life force, life currency from it. And it does so by creating the enzymes to break it down. And that starts in the mouth with the saliva. And then as you are liquefying whatever it is you're consuming, then the fiber content of that should be moving through the colon, because real food is not going to add extra waste to your body. Real food is going to facilitate you're being able to truly masticate it, extract nutrients, life force from it, and facilitate the peristaltic motions of your colon so that you are able to move whatever is not needed out of the system. And so breakfast is break fast, because we're fasting from the last meal to the first meal of the day. And no matter what time of day you are breaking fast, It is the breaking of a fast, which should be done with liquid water, teas, herbs, and fruit. But we've been taught that breakfast is the most important meal, and we've been told that we need healthy protein and carbs to get us going, to create energy. But protein and carbs eaten at the same time will not digest in the body because it requires two different enzymes, acidic for your protein, basic or alkaline for your starch. And when you're consuming them both at the same time, whether it's your eggs and toast or grits and eggs or breakfast cereal and bacon and whatever all of that is, your body literally is trying to break it down, but it cannot convert it to water. Our bodies are 80% water. Therefore, our food, our nutrition, has to come from that which is 80% water, which is your fruit and your vegetation. It is a lie, regardless of whose book you've read, whether it's Eat Right for Your Blood Type or the Atkins diet or anybody else's diet that is telling you that you need to have healthy protein that comes from animals. It is not the case. And you would live and be much healthier without any animals in your body temple. And it is as a result of our trying to feed off the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, the cheese, the ice cream that is not even real ice cream anymore. It's full of artificial colors, artificial flavors, refined white sugars, and all of this stuff, so that your body, being designed by God, cannot do anything with that which is made by men. And so therefore, you're taking it in, and it's just staying, it's storing in your body. And so in order to reverse it, you've got to be in a place and space where you understand that you are designed by the intelligence of existence and every fiber of your being would function perfectly. But you have to get out of the programming that these people have given us to put more money in their pockets, because these are their businesses. The meat, the dairy, the eggs, the chicken, the sea creature industries. None of that constitutes real food for real people. We're in a now moment that your fast food industries are grinding up dairy cows that were shot up with enough BGH hormone to make them produce over 3.5 tons of milk in their life cycle. And when they're finished with those cows are given to Burger King, McDonald's, and all of these ones. So the excess estrogens and female hormones that are in the meat that male children and men are consuming is directly affecting them. And so here now we have men who are getting and contracting breast cancer because they have what people call man boobs, but this is as a result of the excess female hormones that have been introduced into their bodies as a result of eating all of these female creatures. Whether it's your cows, your chickens, your hens, the eggs. And when you're eating chickens' breasts and the wings, then you're getting more of those hormones. We have to realize that this is like a big experiment by those whose businesses these are. There is no way to truly feed 370 million people, and that's just us on the North American continent, to feed us meat 3 times a day and carbs and veggies and all of these things without all of the GMOs and all of these other things, because nature could never produce enough flesh for everybody to be eating flesh three times a day. But the flesh isn't even a requisite for our health. And for us to think that the intelligence of existence, which is so intelligent that it has maintained the flotation and rotation of the earth in light of floods, drought, ice age, that the earth is still spinning. She hasn't died yet. And that we're in a cosmic orchestration with other planets and worlds and stars and galaxies. Our bodies are designed by the intelligence that is all pervasive. It fills all spaces. There is nowhere where it is not. But we were never intended to kill to eat. We were told not to kill. And so thinking that we have to kill in order to be healthy is the evidence of you not thinking. It's the evidence of your not really seeking to be in the truth, because we were told to know the truth. And these people have perpetuated all of these lies and have us living lies as if we can be sustained by lies. The primary lie is that you have to die from something when you should not be dying from anything at all. And so for death to be fate and destiny for most people, because we consume death, we do that which undermines our cellular functioning. We are out of alignment with the laws that govern ourselves, our lives, our earth. And now it's time for us to realize why it is we have all of this sickness, illness, disease, schizophrenia, bipolarism, and all of this degradation and violation, because we have been fed garbage. And to have an economy that is driven on feeding people garbage is to have an economy that is destined to die, to have a nation that is destined and deserving its death. And if you feel as though there is no purpose in being other than to live and eat, work, pay bills, pay taxes, and then die, then you're truly out of alignment with purpose in being. But there is purpose in being. That's how intelligent the intelligence of existence is. We're not maintained and sustained by something that is stupid. We're not maintained and sustained by that which has no order, by that which is lawless. But you're being socialized and educated and religiously trained by those who have no real regard for the real laws that govern our lives. And that's what the issue is. Is whether you will apply yourself to the laws that govern your being and will allow you to really experience the real love and light and delight and joy and peace and happiness and wealth and prosperity, the consistency, the freedom from hypocrisy, the integrity, the high ethic and high morality of that which we should have as our nature. But it's very difficult to find amongst the masses. And so because your life is your life and you are the only one that is really making decisions for your life, it is time for you to decide, how do you really want to live the rest of your life? Do you really want to create a tragic date with fate? Do you really want to be in a place where you are consistently creating more sickness, illness, and disease? Or would you prefer to be healing? Would you prefer to be getting well? Would you prefer to becoming more dynamic and becoming all of who you were intended to be by virtue of the legacy of the lineages that you represent and the genealogy that is your heritage and your inheritance? Would you prefer to walk in the essence of your God self, or would you prefer to be trapped under the tools of Satan, Lucifer, and the devil so that you are a slave to whatever lusts and desires and appetites that have appealed to you? You have to make that decision. But it needs to be a decision that you're making. And you're not just falling into the current of inconsistency, contradiction, and hypocrisy that is all pervasive because of the lawlessness of a fallen humanity and humankind. We're in a now moment that requires us to really get serious about our living and to understand that in order for us to have leverage over all the sickness, illness, and disease, is that you have to be fully and wholeheartedly committed to living, not satisfying your appetites, but developing a hunger and thirst for life abundantly, life everlastingly, life eternally. And to understand that the traps here are sensuality, sexuality, materiality, and all of those things that put us in position where we feel entitled to prosper or profit off of the degradation, the subjugation, the violation, the capitalization off of other ones, whether they're other beings, other animals, other races, other nations, other people. And this is the evidence of what we have in terms of the prostitution, the pimping and the prostitution, the enslavement under the sex slavery, coming to that point in place where we're supporting the worst Holocaust in existence because we are complicit and complacent with the annihilation and the violation of billions of creatures on an annual basis, wasting their lives, feeding off of their body parts, and creating all manners of sickness, illness, and disease. In addition to the pollution of the earth, the waters, and contributing towards the global warming. But those who put themselves forward as if they are the ones who have nature at heart, whether it's the Sierra Club or any of those other ones, they do not have enough love to tell you that 90% of the global warming is as a result of the billions of creatures that are being used for food and dumping their feces into the waters and streams. Feces that is laden with the pesticide residues, the hormonal residues, the herbicide residues from the food that they were given. And to just come to that place and space where we understand that the animals that you all are eating are being fed other animals when the nature of them is that they are herbivorous. They are not carnivores. And that we are about to see devastation in the form of disease that has not yet become evident. Not to say it's not already on the horizon, but just to say that those who are contracting and having the issues of these diseases as a result of eating animals that are being fed other animals. The obesity is one form of it. The Alzheimer's is another form of it. Some of the neurological issues and diseases are a part of it, but we have not yet seen the devastation that will come to those of you who consistently are feeding off of the flesh of these violated beings. And therefore, your cells, your tissues, your brain, your organs, your glands are overwhelmed with the chemicals, the hormones of these beings. And your body, as intelligent as it is not able to do anything with it, which is why your body is just storing all of this stuff. And it's adding extra weight because you are not able to get rid of the waste that is being created. This issue of flesh eating, alcohol drinking, cigarette smoking, soda, all of this consumption of stuff that has absolutely no nutritional value for us as human beings is the primary issue that is creating all manners of disease, degradation, deformation, dysfunction, violation. And if we don't get a grip on it, if we don't understand that nobody is literally authorized by the intelligence of existence or the will of the Creator to perpetuate sickness, illness, disease, and death as livelihood, and be able to really live fully. So it may look like you got good jobs, but when it really comes down to it, you are offensive and guilty in the perpetuation of sickness, illness, disease, and death. And you don't have to continue it, but you have to invest in yourself to the degree to which you become truly faith-filled in knowing that there's a greater way for you to prosper, that there's a better way for you to work, that we each have responsibility, duty, and obligation to serve the greater good of the whole of us, to use our talents, our skills, and abilities to perpetuate wholeness and not sickness. You're in a now moment where your decision to serve life, your decision to stand in the fullness of who and what you are as an intelligence of existence, your commitment to being all that you are as this living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of absolute and supreme intelligence, our individual and collective rightful response to being under siege is the only way for us to circumvent the karmic debt of a failed humanity, because all of our institutions support our sickness, illness, disease, and our demise. Those of us who are living now, we should not be contributing. We should not be participating with the lawlessness. We are here to be a part of the salvation and the deliverance, the restitution and the resurrection. You're in tune to Thursday Night Watch, the meeting of the inner circle with Adama, your voice of resurrection.
Night Watch on 89.3 FM, WRFG, Atlanta. Again, to
circle. This is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the inner circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. And for those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you for caring to be with us than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are using your phone apps towards your greater good, thank you for being that wise. And for those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, thank you so much for your consistency. And I am consistently praying that you are finding more inspiration, motivation to be ever more disciplined in the light and the truth of who you are during the depth of clearing, cleansing, purification, and renewal to reverse any and every condition and issue that may have crystallized in your tissue so that we are really being healed and being whole. In this now moment of eternity, it is crucial that we are doing everything we possibly can to reverse any issues, particularly where you've been diagnosed with this or that or the other, but coming to a point and place where you have an understanding and an understanding that there is nothing that you could do other than doing you, and being in a place where you are completely committed to the cellular integrity that is required in order for us to really be realigned and reoriented in the light and the truth of the ones that we each are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. To come to a point and place where we are raising completely up expeditiously as a result of being under a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide, and we have to understand that there was already karmic debt as a result of the foundation of this country on the violation and the slaughter and entrapment of our indigenous families, the enslavement of our African ancestors, and the continued entrapment and incarceration of other ones. In this now moment, maintaining the prison industrial complex, we're in a now moment that requires us to understand that we, as a global population, are suspended in space on a sphere that is 80% water. The Earth has come up through the water. And we are as big as a period at the end of a sentence in this universe, completely animated, immersed in the reality of this absolute and supreme presence and intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. It is ever expanding, and that intelligence fills all spaces. There is nowhere where it is not. It is beating our hearts. It is breathing us. And we have been completely immersed in nothing but absolute divinity. But we're having hellacious experiences as a result of us not acknowledging the reality of our dwelling already in paradise, in the presence and by virtue of the presence of that which we refer to as God, and coming to a point and place where we refuse to be godly. We've been socialized, religiously trained to feel entitled to be ungodly, to be sinful, to be in a place where we have to march for our rights because we refuse to be right. We will not accept the correction that is necessary in order for us to be realigned in the integrity of our own authenticity so that we are fulfilling our purpose in being, in self-realizing, self-actualizing, and standing on behalf of the wholeness of all there is as existence itself. We each have been gifted so much of this absolute and supreme intelligence that beats our hearts, breathes us, animates us, enlivens us, and allows us to realize all of that which we are as these points of its own very presence. And all it requires of us is that we honor it, we reverence it, we appreciate and appreciate, love it, that we are continuously expressing our gratitude and our worship of it through our works and our labor and our service, and committing our talents, skills, and abilities towards facilitating the healing and the wholeness and the good vibes and good feelings that allow us to really rejoice in the blessedness of being we should be. Absolutely and extremely thankful for our gifts. Consciously caring to live as gifts to life in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. We were not born to die. We have come to the earth through the wounds of our mother, sparked by this divine sacred energy from our father, so that we have the experience of living harmoniously in the divinity of existence as divine and supreme beings. And as we consciously care to be cleared from the memory and the resentments and frustration and all of the undeservedness and the feelings of unworthiness as a result of being on the path of adulteration, where we became adults by 21, knowing all manners of shame and blame and game and sinfulness and indiscretions and all of those things that whittled away at our realization of who we are as the children of God. And so I'm the one to remind us that that is exactly who we are. And that's exactly what's necessary in order to give us leverage over the forces of Satan, Lucifer, and the devil, those ones who have misled, misguided, miseducated, usurped, bastardized, capitalized, and put us in a place and space where we are no longer walking in the integrity of our divinity. And so we have to reach for it. We have to consciously care to be realigned in it, to realize that the spirit is charged on the blood and the body is literally the temple for the dwelling of the true spirits of the living gods and goddesses. And now is our time to be completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified so that we are able to stand as a resurrected people on behalf of Mother Earth, Mother Nature, all of her creatures, and to the glory of the lineages of those who were sacrificed and sacrificed so that we have a greater access to the truth of ourselves. We live in a now moment that requires us to be unapologetic in rebuking and revoking our commitment to being out of alignment, in following the mandates and the statutes and the legalities of a system that is lawless, and to come to a point where we're bypassing the system to really remember that we are dwelling in the reality of this absolute and supreme intelligence by law. And so we need to be in a place and space where we want to be corrected, where we care to be whole, we care to be healed. And the exaltation of the divine feminine that is in every man, and the divine feminine that is in every species, and the exaltation and the reinstatement of the estate of womanhood
is a necessity. Because it's our duty, obligation, and responsibility to know how to perpetuate lineages. And no man or womb man are authorized by the intelligence of existence or the will of existence to be the legislators and the perpetuators of sickness, illness, disease, and death as popular and common activity, collective learning and education, and the path of prosperity. We are in a place and space where the whole of humanity and humankind, our lives hang in the balance as a result of not being purposed by virtue of the purposes of being directly. People act as if there's no purpose in being upon the planet. And those who have taken responsibility to give us some orientation as to what the purpose in being is has misled us to think that to be successful capitalist is to be successful in life. To be successful at whatever goals and objectives you may set for yourself in light of not having been properly educated, religiously trained, or socialized to fulfill the purposes in being directly, that you think that you could truly have some success. When you're accepting death as the finality, the fate, and the destiny of this life. And I'm the one to tell you and remind you that we are already suspended in eternity. It is not that which is coming. It is the actuality, the factuality of what actually is in this now moment and every now moment. And so it matters that we're rightly oriented. That phrase that says, get right with God. God is all there is as existence itself. And we are these points of this absolute and supreme presence. And it takes us beyond all of the degrees of separation through religion and race and sex and nation and hue and political and politics and gender orientation and sexuality and all of that. We each are these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence. And we should be functioning supremely intelligently to realize that intelligences do not kill themselves. They do not undermine themselves. They do not undermine their children. And to be under a system that undermines children through the vaccinations and the inoculations and all of that which is unnecessary, and then giving them babies instead of supporting mothers and breastfeeding, that they will give mothers shots to dry up their milk and then send them home with formula made with soy. We have to know that we're under a system that is out of alignment with the purposes of existence itself. A system that has established itself and maintains itself on violating other beings and wasting the natural gifts and intelligences of life itself through human, the hued man of all nations, who make sure that we have access to whatever resources are needed. But also Mother Earth and Mother Nature and all of her creatures. And if we each took personal responsibility to be completely committed to realigning ourselves with the intelligence of our being, the intelligence of all being, we would have leverage over all of the systems of oppression and suppression that put us in a position where we have to be medicated for being depressed. And in truth, there is no one that prospers off of the degradation of other ones. And no matter how much money is generated from all of the medicines and the pharmaceuticals and the drugs, and the flesh of dead animals, and the aborted fetuses of chickens, and the pus and mucus of cows, and artificially colored, artificially flavored, all of these NutraSweets, aspartame-laden, white sugar, devitalized, degerminated flour products. there is no one who really prospers from the degradation and the violation of anything and anyone. Because the prosperity is really about walking in the integrity of the wealth of one's true self as divinity personified, to the glory of the lineages that we represent. And knowing that as we are co-conspirating with our own cellular oppression, that the degrees of dis-ease and imbalance and fear and doubt and trepidation and inhibition lays foundation for the creation of sickness, illness, and dis-ease within the body temple, because the spirit is not whole. In our wholeness, in our oneness, we are able to activate a full faith and optimism in the workings of the law and to realize how to work the laws, because the laws are always working. But we were not taught law. And we were given the example of lawlessness. And the example of lawlessness speaks to us by saying we can be completely out of order with the purposes of existence, the laws of existence, and that which is truly in our best interest, but work every day for money, invest money into companies that perpetuate sickness, illness, and disease, and prosper. And there's no prosperity in it. It's delusional. And to lose and waste the wealth of yourself means that you could never really honor the gifts that you were given when you were throwing yourself away and undermining the progression of your lineages through undermining your children by feeding them meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, flesh, flour, alcohol, or exposing them to secondhand smoke and the examples of being high and inebriated and intoxicated, so that they think that when they get grown, they'll have the opportunity to do whatever the hell they want to do too, like you. We're in a now moment that requires us to understand that the earth is functioning perfectly, and she and her creatures deserve their liberation. In our lives, hang in the balance. And we find people being very glib about their right to kill themselves and their right to die, but when they're really at that crossroads, when they're really in the throes of having to succumb to all of the toxicity that is in that body so that they are severely uncomfortable because they can't breathe, they can't move their bowels, they can't get up, they have no mobility. Everything that they had is their own degree of freedom to move and do and think. They no longer have it. We take ourselves and our freedoms for granted. And for all of the ones that I have tried to support in their living, who would not do what they needed to do in their own best interest, I guarantee you that nobody was happy to be at that place that we call death. As glib as people are about their rights to do whatever they want to do to themselves and their selves, when faced with the consequences of having fed from the flesh of dead animals and the aborted fetuses of chickens and the pus and mucus of cows, and artificially colored, artificially flavored, all of this white sugar laden, all of this garbage that creates cancer, heart disease, diabetes, lupus, sarcoidosis, and all of these other things, Now you've got to be in a place where you understand that your body was designed divinely and divinely designed, and if you care to step into the truth of yourself, you can reverse whatever those issues are that have crystallized in your tissues. But you have to do it because you really care to live, not because you are afraid to die, but because you care to have your life be a living testament, and you are able to give a living testimonial of the glory of the triumph of the love, the light, the wisdom, and the truth of the living God is your absolute reality. And to know that as you have healed yourself, it qualifies you to be able to facilitate the healing of other ones. And we must take our power back and reclaim our duty, obligation, and responsibility to walk in the integrity of who we are as the children of God. And we should not be dying at all. We did not come here as dead people. We should not be living as dead people, and we should not leave as dead people. And in the realm of eternity, you must begin to consider how long you will be dead if you leave here dead. And if you've been diagnosed with anything, particularly whether you've been diagnosed with cancer, then you have to be aggressive about your commitment to life. And knowing that each of us has been gifted with this time so that we are able to really walk in the absolute reality of timelessness and regain our footing as conscious immortals in this realm where we are spirit beings that were gifted to the earth for our own soul's evolutionary development and harmonization, so that when we leave, we have graduated the class of Earth residency. And we're able to be a glory unto the lineages that we represent and to have left the world a better place as a result of us having attuned ourselves to the absolute reality, cleared ourselves, cleansed ourselves, purified ourselves, created the blood of Christ, that quality of blood that really facilitates the consciousness that is aware of its divinity and walks in the integrity, the high ethic, the high morality, the consistent care and love, and the exaltation of that which is right and that which is light. To be in a place and space where we cannot be compromised or teased or tempted by that which has no substance. That we are in a place and space where it is our time to care, to glorify and honor our lineages, to care to give a greater gift in our living, to care to be benefiting as the beneficiaries of the gifts and the labor and the service and all of the intellectual properties and all of that which we have gotten as a result of the lives of those who've come before us, generation before and generation and generation and generation. We have been blessed and are blessed with each and every breath and every beat of our heart. No matter what your circumstances and conditions are, you begin to take some time and realize how you've created them. And to know that if you are not happy and satisfied with what you've created, then you can recreate. We're in a now moment of eternity that requires us to really understand that it is how we stand with the truths of life, how we align ourselves with that which allows us to be consistently renewed and rebirthed. To exalt a full life's urge. To understand that we are breatharian by virtue of our being human. That we could not live except we breathe. That the oxygenation, the hydration, the mineralization, the alkalization, and opening up all channels of elimination is what we must do in order to reverse any issues. and to know that as you are maturing, that you should be getting stronger. You should be coming into greater and greater degrees of love, light, wisdom, and truth as you are maturing. You are always resourceful and come to a point and place where your resources become more abundant because your consciousness is consistently expanding. And as you are standing in the oneness of your being with all being, and you have been consistently exalting a full life's urge in doing that which is truly in your own best interest. This is how we truly mature, as opposed to just getting old. Maturity puts us in a place where we come to know and lay a better foundation for those who've come through us. Our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, our great-great-grandchildren, our great-great-great-grandchildren, and so on and so forth. From the time we were typed female and male in our mother's wombs, destiny was becoming men and wombed men. Mothers and fathers, husbands and wives, grandmothers and grandfathers, great-grandmothers and great-grandfathers, great-great-grandmothers and great-great-grandfathers, and so on and so forth. We are the perpetuator of lineages of people. And coming to a point and place where we are mastering the day to master our thoughts, our emotions, our desires, and our passions so that we are truly refining and redefining who we are as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, having an inner standing and an understanding that our standing absolutely and resolutely as points of its absolute and supreme intelligence gives us leverage over the schemes, the agendas, the planning and the plotting of those who are misaligned and delusional to think that there is some prosperity that they can have in depopulating the planet. We're in a now moment that requires us to really care to be whole, to care to free the intelligence of our own being so that we can walk in the light of liberation, having mastered ourselves to the degree to which we do nothing against ourselves or any other ones of ourselves. And this is a foundational truth and reality that there literally is only one self, which is the intelligence of existence that animates and enlivens absolutely everything and everyone everywhere. We cannot do against it and truly prosper. And the intelligence of existence is so intelligent that its love for us is by virtue of each and every breath and the order of existence itself, that we are in flotation and rotation. The earth is always moving. The air is being cleared and cleansed. We have the capacity to facilitate the clearing and the cleansing of the water by clearing and cleansing our own bloodstreams and coming into exalted thought so that we can walk the exalted walk and being centered as points of absolute love, absolute light, absolute wisdom, and absolute truth. And to realize beyond a shadow of a doubt that love is the fulfillment of the law and light has the right to triumph. For the light is the will of the ever-present cosmic, and it shall prevail eternally. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess.